Weiter in Shas. We are in Chulin Dav Chaf Ches. Beginning of Balan Chav Zayim, Beis Bada Ba'am Rapiz. Four lines up from the bottom in the parentheses over here. Now we had a statement yesterday from Rav Yitzchak Ben Pinchas. Rav Yehuda said, Mishum Yitzchak Ben Pinchas, Ein Shechita La'of Min HaTorah. And okay, we dealt with it a little bit. Now we're going to jump into this again, asking just a few questions, actually three different questions on what he holds over here. And they are known as the Simon Nistabel Dam Bimilika. Says the Gemara, Meisevei. Hashochev Nistabel Biyado. Somebody goes in Shechs, and the animal ends up becoming an Avela in his hand. As he Shechs in the thing. Rashi says, Shalomidas. He didn't do it, you know, with intent. Hanocher Vamaakar. Let's see, somebody bemazed it comes and they pierce or they tear. The Siman and Rashi says, Midas, Potter Milchasos, your Potter from doing Kisoy Hadam. Rashi says, Potter Milchasos, the Asher Yochal Ksif. Because the Pasuk says, Asher Yochal. If you have a person who goes ahead and they say they trap a beast or a bird that may be eaten, shall pour out its blood and cover it with earth. Right? So this is talking about doing it on a, as Rashi says, doing Kisoy Hadam. Now, ve'iyamar, then if you want to say, ain't shechita lof min haTorah, if there's no shechita for a bird min haTorah, then the chiraso zui shechitaso. Then doing the chira, the piercing the animal, that's equivalent to the actual shechita itself. Liboy kisoy. Therefore, you should have to do kisoy. Rashi says, the haksiva kisoy an chira didei umeichatesi lemiftare. The continuation of the statement that Rav Pinchas ben Yitzchak Pinchas said comes out to say that a piercing of a bird's pipes would make it midoraisa actually mutter to eat, so the dam therefore would have to be covered. The Mishnah is saying not like that. Therefore, saying that that the chicken burk has to be shechted in the way that's done for animals. In other words, shechita is min haTorah. Why are you saying not like that? And so the Gemara misavat. What are you talking about? Misamer both. You really think the Mishnah is talking about the case of a bird? Lo, b'chaya, it's talking about a chaya. It's not a behema, it's not a nof, it's talking about a chaya. Right, and there you have to do shechita. So the Mishnah is saying that the dam doesn't have to be covered because each of the actions it said makes it into an avela. In the case of a bird whose pipes are pierced, however, that wouldn't be the case, it would be fine. Tashma, let's try again. Let's try again. Tashma. Hashochei. Somebody goes and he's shechting. You know they have to do kisoy dam. Rashi says, Dover tzarech kisoy. The tzarech adam. But he also needs the blood. Rashi says, Kedemafar. So Gemara is going to explain why that is. Chayef lechasos. He still has to go. He has to cover over the blood, even though it's no longer going to be able to be used for what he needs. Rashi says, Al karcho. Veshuv le'er l'malacha. He won't be able to use it. Kesirosa. So how should he do the shechita in a way to get out of having to do kisay adam? Rashi says, Lipatim min kisay nochro okro. He says, now, O nochro, okro, pierce it through the pipes or tear its pipes. Beep, turn the page. Chav chesem alaf. My lav, oaf. Are we talking about oaf over here? A chicken, the kabayle ledame li nicha, whose blood he needs for protecting his garments from moths. According to Yitzchak ben Pinchas, piercing a bird's pipes would make him midoraisa able to be eaten, and so for the dam, its dam would have to be covered. The Bryce over says differently, showing that midoraisa, the chicken has to be shechted in the way of regular animals as well. Says Rashi, my lav oaf. Kai sharei damo roi liyinicha letolas hagdela bebigdei semer shekorin tine kedusiv kebeged achal. It's these moths. They would go out and they would eat. Osh v'ka'amer nochro. So do this. Pierce its simanim. You put them in a kisoy and you have to do kisoy. V'i ein shechita la'of nochro tzarech kisoy shezui shechitaso. And that becomes a shechita. Therefore, it needs to be covered. So the Braisa seems to be saying, not like our Mishnah, says Gemara. Not like him, Rav Yitzchak ben Pinchas. Lo, says Gemara, no. It's not talking about somebody who shechs a bird. A chaya, again, it's talking about a chaya, a undomesticated animal that needs to be done, you know, the same, the shechita is done the same way. The kabayle lidmei Lalaka, whose blood he needs for making red dye. Or Adom, Shekorin Fraka. So the Rashi was saying different ways to make sure that this chaya is going to be in the velus, so that the dam doesn't have to be covered. In the case of the bird, though, if you pierce it, then the covering the blood is chayav. Toshima, let's try again. Tanaka, if you're going to be Malak Besakim, let's say Prince of Malika, but he did it, you know, he's supposed to do Malika with his fingernail, but he does it with a knife. Rashi says, Malak Of Kachim Besakim, the vela. The Ein Malika Elabitziporin. It has to be done with the fingernail. So let's say we deal with the case of a person does malika with the knife. Mitame begadabai besablia. What happens is he makes this animal into a nevela, and therefore it's going to be mitame clothing, and the one who's wearing it, besablia, if they go out and they swallow it. At the time they swallow it. Via mart ain shchita lof me Torah. If you say, really, there's no shchita lof me Torah. Nihinami chitavar le shidum afrekes. Okay, we got the fact that when the coin goes and breaks the neck, you know, the spinal cord of and the shidra and the mafrekas and the vertebrae, that havili trefa, it becomes a trefa, dahani la sakin latira mina nevela. But according to Yitzchak ben Pinchas, this knife should at least take it out of a state of nevela. But it doesn't take it out of a state of nevela. What's going on? Right? If after, you know, it becomes a trefa, the coin continues to cut the knife until he gets rid of cuts the pipes. So must be not like you're saying, right? It must be that Shechita is Minatorah. Says Rashi, Nihi Nami, the Chitavar Shidim Afrekas, below Rov Basar, with the Minim Barakam, without the majority of the Basar. Havi Trefa Mishim the Sakin La Malika, because not Malika. Tahani La Sakin, Shechotach Simanim Lacher Trinitfa, after Gam Shefa, at least Chotach the Simanim, Latar Minim Vela, the Hot Trefa Sheshachta Aina Matama, it's not Matama. Vod Nichirasa Zui Shchitaso. Vach Shchita Mina Orev, Bainchu Machle, Bainchu Doris, because the Minim Barakam, because Makam Lo Garmin, the Chir of a Trefa. The treifel miya havia demoda Rabbi Yitzchak sheish treifel laof treifel laof. Because then he said there was such a thing. The other treifas, like he says later on, laof the ain kashibo elin achira shehi besimanim he lusif hashavcha ikar aval hariga be'alma lo. So it should be that at this stage that it's not an avela. Says so no. Who the amar ki aitana? This it does go against Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chabil. This statement of here. But he's just going to a different Tana. Rashi says, Hu da Amar Yitzchak ben Pinchas da Amar, ki haitana of ein shchita, de Tanya. Meaning, let's explain what I just said. Is you want to knock him off now, but he's going like a particular Tana. It's a machlokas, the Tanya runs in a brisa. Rabbi Elazar Kappa, Rabbi Omer. The great Rabbi Elazar Kappa says, Ma Talmud Lomar, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, Ach kasher ye'ochel esatzvi? Right, this is coming up. When you say you're allowed to shecht kosher animals for yourself, even as a deer and the heart are eaten, so can you eat it? The contaminated one and the pure one can eat it together. What is it? What do we learn from this pasuk when it says the tzvi and the ayal, these two animals? It's come to teach a new law about animals that became Bali Momen, and it turns out that it's actually we're learning something. It's coming to learn from it, and it's being learned to it. Makish Siva Ayal, the Psule Mekdashim. It's making hekish these two things one to the next. Mapsule Mekdashim Shchita. Just like something which is possible to the Mekdash, it can't be brought as a carbon. You can do Shchita. Ba ba bum. After Siva Ayal, Shchita. So too, a Tzvi and an Ayal also are things. These are chayas, but still have Shchita. Va'of ain lo Shchita midivrei Torah. But Of, when it comes to a chicken, it doesn't have a Shchita. Midivrei Torah. Which is exactly what we were discussing here. El midivrei Sofrim, it's only midirabbanan. So this price that shows that Rebbe really is passing like a coin to the Tana. Man Tana is probably going to be Lozer Kapper. Who is the Tana that argues with Lozer Kapper? Rebbe, it's Rebbe, the Tanya. Rebbe Omer, Vizavachta, Kasher, Zivisicha. We have the word Vizavachta. And we have. You can slaughter from your cattle and from your flock as I have commanded you. Malamitzin Sava Moshe ala Veshet v'alakana v'alrov echad ba'of v'alrov shnayim v'behema. We see the Taka that there is Shchita min haTorah. Period. Okay, so we tried to knock off a little bit of Pinchas, and what we came out at the end of the day is that really, I'm sorry, Rav Yitzchak ben Pinchas, and we came out at the end of the day, really, he's just holding like another Tana. So it's a machlokas. Weiter. The Mishnah says, Echad Wolf, when you shchit on a bird, it's one simen. You do one, you're good, midoraisa. Itmar, Rav Nachman, Omar, O Veshet, O Kana. He says, you let it do either the Kana or the Veshet, the Veshet to the Kana, the esophagus or the trachea. If other Bahava, Omar, Veshet, Velo Kana. He says, no, it's got to be the esophagus and not Veshet, Velo Kana. Not only the trachea. In other words, if you want to do one, then it's got to be the esophagus. But if he does only the trachea, then it's going to be no good. Rav Nachman Amar Veshet Ukana, Echad Katani. It says one. Echad Koldehu. One, and that's enough. That's all you got to do. Rav Nachman Amar Veshet Velo Kana. Veshet Velo Kana. My Echad. What does it mean when it says one? Miyuchad. It means the Miyuchad. The special one. The particular one. Okay, Simon. Shochet Chatzoyin Gargaris Pegimet Achat Azov. Here we go. Meisevei Frak the Gemara Kasha. Rav Nachman said you get to do either one that you want over here. And now the Gemara says Meisevei Shochet Deveshet Vachek Nishma Gargaris. Let's say you deshechted the majority of, let's say, the esophagus. And after the trachea got detached, it got torn away from its place, attached to the jaw. Share, it's going to be kosher. Nishma Gargaris Vachek Shochet Deveshet. But if it first became, the trachea became detached, and afterward he did the esophagus, Psula, it's going to be pasul. Shachar the Veshet, and this is Gargaris Shemuta. Let's say he did the esophagus and he found that the trachea is out of place. When it happened, Zeramaisa, this actually happened. Varma, they came and said, Kol Safik Veshchita Psula, any Safik Veshchita is going to be pasul. Veshchita by Gargaris Lo Katani. But the Tana says is din in reference to cutting the esophagus, but he doesn't say in the case by cutting the trachea. Right, it kind of knocks off Rav Nachman, since the Tana didn't say that if the shochet severed the trachea and afterwards the esophagus is going to attach, the shchita is good. They come out to cutting only the trachea does not constitute a valid act of shchita. You got to do at least esophagus. So this one, no, what are you talking about? Mishum de gargaris avid lishtamute. The reason why it spoke about the case of the esophagus being cut and the trachea becoming detached is because the trachea is the thing that's more likely than the esophagus becoming detached. So since the Tana taught that the more common case, you can't learn out by the other one. So therefore, there's no kashir. Tashem out, try again to Nachav of Nachman. Shechet shechatzai simanim. Let's say someone did two halves of two pipes, the simanim of the bird. Half the kana, half of the veshet. Psula. It is going to be pasul. You don't have to say this when it comes to behema. If Yehuda says you got to do, normally they would roast it whole. The shechita is not going to be good unless he does the esophagus and the vriden, and that's the blood vessels in the neck. Since the brace doesn't mention anything about the trachea, it kind of knocks off Rabbi Nachman. No, says Gemara, Mishum the Veshet of the Vritan. It's because the Veshet is next to the Vritan, so Mish is the one over there. But Shchita is going to be good if only the trachea is done, if only the Kana was done. Toshima, now we try to knock off the other opinion of other Ba'ava, who says that you got to do at least the Veshet. Shachet Chatzi Gargaris Hashah, Kedesh Shchita Acher. It says you shecht half of the trachea. And then you pause him at the time needed to do a whole nother shchita. So much he waited. That's called shihya. V'gamar. And then he completed cutting. Shchita susher. The shchita is going to be kasher. My labo. From the thing with of my gemara. What does it mean that he completed it? Gamar l'gargaris. And he finished off just the trachea. So the Bryce here is teaching that severing just the trachea alone is a valid shchita, and therefore goes against the other rabba. So gemara lo b'behema. Really, we're talking about an aim, a behema. My Gemara is a Gemara. Gemara l'shchita kula. It means he finished off the rest of the entire shchita. He cut the greater part of both the kana and the veshet. Toshma, let's try again. Harei shahaya chatzi kana pagum. Let's say you have half of the trachea was pagum. It was already half severed before the shochet. We've brought up this case in the past. V'hosev alav kol shehu u'gemaro. And what he did is He did a little bit more and he finished it off. Shkita Shukshir. Am I allowed both? From talking about off of here. My Gemara Lakana, it's just the Kana and not the Veshet, which goes against Ravana Brahada. Says, lo, but here we're talking about him. My Gemara, what does it mean? Gemara Leveshet, he finished off the Veshet. Right? He finished the Shkita of the animal. He's doing the greater part of the Veshet, of the esophagus. Tashima, let's try again. Yeah. To knock off Ravana Brahava. Kate said, Molkin Chatas. Oof, how do we do Malika on the Chatas Oof? Chotech Shidro, Mafrekas below Rov Basar. The coin cuts through the spinal cord and the neck bone without cutting the greater part of the flesh on the back of the neck. Right? If he cuts the greater part of the flesh on the back of the neck, then he's going to kill the bird before getting to the cut in the Veshet. Therefore, the Malika will have been done on a dead body. Until he gets to the part, he cuts one, majority of the basar with it. When it comes to Ola, you have to do two or majority of two. Two of the Ravana Rava, two of the actually knocks off over here. Because in this case of the Chatas, when it says he cuts one pipe and it says it can be either the Kana or the Veshet, clearly it's knocking off Ravana Rava. And we actually say that you're allowed to cut only one, whichever one. My Ave Allah. Now, what did we come out with? What was the Psak? My Ave Allah, cut the Amrit. We just said, what do you mean? That in the case of doing Malika and the Chatas, just like the Malika is valid, if only the trachea is on, so Shechita can be done, only the trachea also. Oh, Dilma Shiny Awesome. Maybe the case of Malika is different. Tika Shirto Mafrekas, because you're also doing the spinal cord in the neck. My, what's going to be the din of a Shechita regular bird? Tashma, let's take a look and see. To actually knock off the Rav entirely. Dahubar Avza Dahavak Bey Rava. There was this duck that belonged to Rava's house. Asa Bi Ki Misamsem Kue Dama. This a duck that belonged to us came, as they brought in front of Rava, with his neck was full of dam. And Amar Rava Hechinabit says, okay, how should we check? Right? It was definitely cut. So you have to check the pipes to make sure what's going on over. They found that the esophagus was even a little bit of a puncture, that the majority of the trachea was severed. Then it would say, this is a trefa. Beep, turn the page. Chav Chesem Abeis. So should we nishcha vada nivdekei? If we shecht it, and then should we do that and then check it? She says lamai lemibei sashchita lamata. We'll check the pipes above and below the point of the incision. Dama makam nekav kachoshet. That won't happen because maybe is it that you shecht it exactly the place where there was a hole. Therefore, it's all good. Nivdekei vada nishchei. You want to check first and then shecht. Amar Rabba says veshet ein lo bedika mibechutz lenevnim. There's no way of checking the veshet from the outside, only from the inside. So we check the esophagus properly before the shechita. Then we're going to make it to a trefa. Let's first check the trachea, right? So as you say, finished, what does that mean? He comes out to the trachea, it can be checked from the outside. Because only when the greater part of it is split in the animal, is the animal considered a trefa. No amount of dam can fill and cover such an opening. Initially, the kana, and afterwards we'll do the kana. And then we'll make it that it's kosher. And then we'll go ahead and we'll take out the whole thing and turn the esophagus inside out and we'll check it. And Rav says, Chakim Yosef Beri Betrefus Kareb Yochanan. My son Yosef is as knowledgeable of the laws of Trefus as is Rav Yochanan. Right? We have Rashi says that Amrina Begidanasha, the Shadali Shmuel, Tlesa Gamli Sveki, the Trefus Limitake Begavayu, the Snachrina Kareb Yochanan Bechomile. So one is, the last part he says he's like a Ruchan in all place. One is the Gemara later on says that Shmuel once had 13 camels that were filled with possible trefas and Ruchan to check out, but clearly he was an expert in this. Another thing says that you're as knowledgeable of trefas as Ruchan knows in everything. Alma, but come to Chois from this whole story. Alma, Echad de Kamar, we said one over here, oh hi. There could be either one of them. So you see, Rav Adar, Rav Ava is no good, and Rav Nachman is correct, and you could just do one of the simanim. Yeah, one of the simanim, either one of them is going to be a kosher de Geshrita. Okay, next part of the Mishnah is that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achi Yishchot, he said you have to also do the Vriden, not just the Simen. Omer of Chista, lo. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Elaba Of. It's only talking about an Of. That's all. I'm not talking about Behema here. I'm talking about an Of. Of. It's Soleu Kulok Echad. Since it's generally roasted, like we said earlier, all at once. Rashi says, Lafikach Tzach Lahotzi is called Damo. Got to take all of his Dam. Of a Behema, when it comes to the Behema. Kevin Deminatcha Eveva, since you cut it up piece by piece before it gets roasted, Lo Tzarech, it's not necessary to do the Vriden, because apparently the blood is going to come out. Lememer, the time of the Behuda Mishum Damu. You're saying the reason is because of Dam? But tonight, but we learned in a Mishnah
seems to say Rebbe Yehuda Omer Ad Shizchot Esavriden until you go and Shechta Vriden. It's a bit strange though, because it's using a Lashon of Shechita over there, and if really the whole thing was blood, then we wouldn't have to be discussing about Shechita. Rashi says Ad Shizchot V'i listening of Shechita Ela Mishom Otzos Dam B'Nekiva Ba'almasage. This should be good enough. Amos says, no, say, what did Rebbe Yehuda mean? Ad Sheyinko V'Savriden. That's all he meant. My ad sheyishchot. What does it mean when he says until you go until you shecht it ad sheyinko b'shat shechita? So you do the nekiva. This whole Rashi shadam cham biyotze at the time of the shechita itself, when it's so warm and it drains out nicely. Tashima v'ridim b'shechita divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Gonna knock off Chista right now. Right? Why is that? Because now we're saying we have a braisa that says the vriden are cut by shechting. These are the Rabbi Yehuda. Now it says straight up, the Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the vriden are shechted as part of the shechita itself, and not just as the nekiva and the b'dam. Now, ema vriden sarach lin cut the nakva mishas shechita. You have to do nekiva, make the hole during the time of shechita. The Rabbi Yehuda. Tashma, let's try again. I'm kasha. I'm a lo Rabbi Yehuda. Le Rabbi Yehuda. Me'achas shalo huskeru vriden ela lahotzi mehem dam. Since vriden are mentioned only in reference to removing blood from them. Mali b'shchita, mali b'shalom b'shchita. What do I care? What was it to me whether it cut with, with the knife of the shchita? And what does it matter to me if it's done without that? B'chalad Rabbi Yehuda sabar b'shchita. The fact that Rabbi Yehuda's those arguing with him, they question why he needs a shchita of the vriden. Learned that Rabbi Yehuda held that cutting the vriden has to be done with the shchita, actually in that motion of the back and forth, and as part of the shchita act itself. So the Bais is going against Rav Chisu, who said that Rabbi Yehuda held that the cutting of the vriden is only for getting rid of the dam. So the Gemara, no, Hachi Karmelei, this is what he was saying to him. Ma li l'nakva b'shas shchita, ma li l'makva shalom b'shas shchita. What do I care if I do the whole during the time or not during the time? If the whole point is to get rid of the blood, v'hu savar, and Yehuda, he holds b'shas shchita asidam d'chayim. He says, no, at the time of the shchita, the blood comes out free because it's still warm. Ve, right, d'chayim, because it's still cham. Shalom b'shas shchita lo asidam d'kari. It doesn't come out well because it's cold, so it stays in. By Rabbi Yirmiya, Zag de Yirmiya, Fract of Yirmiya, Vriden the Rabbi Yehuda. In reference to the idea of cutting the Vriden for the Rabbi Yehuda, Shaban Daris Behen Mao. Let's say there was Shehiya or Drisa. That is, there's pausing or there's pushing down at them during that time. Rashi says, Daris Behen Mao Shechita Mamish by Rabbi Yehuda? Although, does he need to be Dafka Shechita or not? Rabbi Yirmiya lo Shmiel Lehad the Rabbi Chista. He didn't hear the din of Rabbi Chista. Mao is what is going to be the din in such a. What's the din? Amar Lehahu Saba. So this elderly man said, Hachi Amar Rabbi Lazar, this Rabbi Lazar said. And some say, Amar Lehahu Saba. That this elderly man said, L'Rabbi Elazar, said to Rabbi Elazar, that Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is Rabbi Yochanan, says, Menachvam Bekotz Vehein Ksherin. One can puncture them with a thorn, and they're going to be kosher. So we see that according to the reading is not part of the Shechit itself, and therefore this idea of Shehiya or Drasa, like these things pressing or pausing, doing it, is not going to be a psul. Tanya covers the stage of Chista, Rabbi Yochanan supports of Chista, Shachat Shnei Chatzai, Siman of Alf, if someone shechts two halves of the pipe of a bird, pasul, the Shechit is going to be no good. Ve'ein Sarach Lomar Ve'Behema. I don't have to say by Mehema, Yehuda Omer Ba'of. Rabbi Yehuda says, in the case of a bird which normally roasted whole, Achi Yishchot and the Veshet Ve'esavriden, it's got to be the Veshet and the Vriden. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here, and we shall y'all agree, gri, gri, di.